This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
I've never started the 740 interview at 740 in my life.
Oh,
this
wow.
is amazing. All right. WKOK News Time 740. So, strangely enough, operating on time today. And that is in part because of the good help and hard work of Rob Center on the other side of the glass, our producer. Well, I'm so glad to say that the folks who are from the Shamokin Rotary Club are back. Believe it or don't, and this is unbelievable, we just had our first conversation about an inaugural turkey trot a couple days ago. And now it's the 8th annual?
That's right. We're back from the pandemic and just have the scheduled turkey trot Thanksgiving morning.
Well, it was just yesterday I met Sherry Shabelsky, owner of Bader's Fine Furniture in Shamokin, which is really just a great go-to place, regardless of all the work with Rotary and everything else in town. But she's the Shamokin Rotary Membership Chairman. And believe it or don't, it was 8 years ago I said to you, well, there's other races around here. Why Thanksgiving Day? And you said, well, because this is going to be great. So you're back. So thank you for that. You brought some other folks from the club treasures with us. Charmaine Tetkoski is here. She's also one of the regional Rotary District Governors, Assistant Rotary District Governor of the 7360 territory around here. So Charmaine, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I really appreciate it. I think this really is exciting. And Matthew Atchison is here. He's the club secretary of the Shamokin Rotary. You can see him out at Fulton Bank if you get there at the right time or you go to the drive-thru and talk to them. He's on board, so welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning.
I really do appreciate it. The Shamokin Rotary Club, I'll go right back to Sherry. Between business owners and regular folks and job hunters and everybody else who's part of Shamokin Rotary, this is a vibrant, growing, active club.
It is. We've had several new members since the pandemic, which is great because I think maybe being home a lot made a lot of folks think, how can I be of service to my community? So this is one great way that the Shamokin Rotary Club is being of service to our community, the greater Shamokin Cole Township area. So it's been great meeting, and the ages of our new members are younger, which is great because they have a lot of energy and vitality to give to the service projects our club has.
So. We have young people joining?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, those are the energetic ones out there. Well, and I think as our political divisions kind of grew over the past couple years, we had some folks that say, okay, I'm getting off social media and I'm going to do something in town. I'm going to walk to something. Did you notice that at all, Charmaine? That you ended up with some folks that said, enough about bickering with my neighbor. How about if we work together on something?
Absolutely. All of our new members are committed to the community, and our club is very committed to the community, and so they all want to give back to the community.
Well, and I think we can talk to Matthew about that, too. Do you see an increase in business traffic in and around Shamokin? Every time we get folks from Shamokin, we see folks that the town is thriving.
It really is, Mark. We've also got a number of organizations in town that are helping us as well to help grow business in town, and they're really looking to revitalize Shamokin.
I invite folks to avail themselves of Fulton Bank. I have, and I think some other folks, some very forward-working folks work there, and I think that's good. And your club secretary. As far as the Shamokin Rotary Club, we're going to get to the turkey trot in one moment, but this is a busy club. There's a lot of things going on.
There is. We, in addition to the turkey trot, we do the Santa sleigh at Christmas time. We actually just wrapped up a coat drive, and throughout the year, we do have a number of other products and programs that we work with our community for.
All right, and I think it's a real busy club. So, yeah, make a note of it in Shamokin. Shamokin's like a happening town. It's crazy. You know, it's really just wonderful to observe, and there's a lot of renovation and rebuilding and just a tremendous spirit, too, that I think goes with this. The Turkey Trot, 8th annual, is coming up, of course, as the name implies. It is on Thanksgiving Day. We'll go right back to Sherry and tell us all about it.
Well, you can show up the day of Thanksgiving and register, or you can pre-register by grabbing a registration form online at our Facebook page, or you can stop in at Bader's for one. But you can go the day of. If you're going the day of, go at 8 o'clock. The race starts promptly at 9, and usually we're out of there by 11. So it's a lot of fun. We see a lot of families doing it together, and a great way to work off some calories before the big Thanksgiving meal.
Well, that's a great way to go. That makes it justifiable, overeating and sleeping shortly thereafter. Charmaine, set the scene on race day. You've been there. What happens? Probably start 6, 7 in the morning or something.
We gather at 7 o'clock in the morning and we start our setup. We usually have a pre-registration area for those that have pre-registered, and then the same-day registration. It can get a little chaotic. We're hoping for good weather, because good weather means many times that we'll get even more registrants the day of. And we just get ourselves all together. You know, the three of us sitting here at the table do a lot of different things that day. So Matt and I are the timers. We've been doing that for a number of years, and we have that down to a science. And then Sherry and I, at the end, actually coordinate all the times and then help to give out the awards. And I'd like to say, too, that we give out awards for the first three places in multiple age categories. And there is also a monetary award of $100 each for the top male and the top female.
All right, and these are those folks that just run like crazy through the whole course. Tell me about the distances and the lengths and how one can participate in this, Matthew.
Sure, Mark. It's a classic 5K, so about 3 miles. It runs around the Shamokin area schools, so a little bit uphill, a little downhill, and a lot of flat. And it starts right where it ends, so you end up right where you started.
All right, and if you can find a way to run flat in Shamokin, you've done an accomplishment, I'll tell you what. I was just out there the other day, parked on a hill that was about 45 degrees. I thought, geez, must be interesting in the winter to try to park there. Okay, so the turkey trot is there, and we want folks to go. And if you just want to walk it and participate in the fundraiser, that's an idea too.
Yes, that's great, because I am not a runner, I'm a walker, and the race does go up through Stettler Drive, which is deceiving because you think it's a straight way, but it's a gradual incline, so it's not the easiest course to run, but it's doable. So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, and it's not a chip time. One of our listeners sent us a note and said, is it chip time? The answer is no. But I know that your timing's accurate. One of our good employees is a racer there and says he timed himself with your time, and they matched up to a hundredth of a second. So that's almost impossible to do even with chip timing, which I always think chip timing varies anyway. I'm never sure how that why that works out. But in any event, okay, so that's the setup for the race. So if you're looking for your personal best, of course, they'll give you your good time, but you might want to go ahead and wear your watch as well, or your those health devices on your watch that you keep. All right, so that's the Turkey Trot Thanksgiving Day. You want to know that the registration begins at 8 a.m., and the race begins when it is 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's no delay. Why do it that way?
Well, because we know a lot of people are there to spend time with their family, so we want to do the race, make money for the club so we can help our community efforts, and we're on time, so that's why we say promptly at 9.
Yeah, that was interesting. The fellow that raced from here said the funny thing was the race start was not so much the gun, but it was really watching the clock. When it began 9 a.m., everybody ran, so that's great. Okay, so while that may make timing a little bit easier, too, for you folks that do that. All right, so that is the Turkey Trot fundraiser opportunity for folks. When the Turkey Trot raises funds, where do they go? Tell us a little bit more about Santa's sleigh, and we'll keep painting a picture of what Shamokin Rotary's up to.
So some of the funds go right back into the community. We support a lot of the different projects in the community. We just most recently helped sponsor the Halloween parade, and then we also marched in the Halloween parade too, and we were one of the big givers out of candy in the Halloween parade. We support help support teams, our local t-ball teams, basketball teams, things like that. And then we've supported the Oasis the OASIS center that we have in Shamokin, too. So, you know, usually any type of group that asks us for support, we really try to support that group. The Santa Sleigh is an annual event, too. We've been doing that for many years. Even before I joined Rotary, I used to look forward to seeing the Santa Sleigh come around Shamokin and Cole Township. So our Santa Sleigh will start in the first week of December. We go out for 2 weeks. We usually go out for 2 weeks. Now, last year, we had to do it a little differently because of the pandemic. So we didn't drive around Shamokin, and we just had ourselves stationed over at Bader's parking lot, thanks to Sherry. And we just had like a drive-through with the Santa Claus, and then we had a mic there so that the kids could all talk to Santa. The other thing that we do with the Santa sleigh when we go out is everybody gets a little gift. And, you know, many times as you go out in some of these towns and you see some of the families, you know, we talk about Rotary moments, and there are Rotary moments. And I'll be honest, the first time I went out on the Santa sleigh, I was very emotional and actually cried. But you know sometimes that maybe that gift you're giving might be one of the only things that these families are going to receive.
Well, yeah, that's a great note. We see that at the OASIS, too, and we see just folks helping folks out. You know, there's still a certain level of folks with lower incomes in and around Shamokin, and the Rotary Club kind of addresses them. Any other activities? Elaborate on the things that the Shamokin Rotary Club does, if you can think of anything for the whole panel, anybody else in particular. I mean, we did mention the Santa Sleigh and other Rotary projects. Anything else sort of on the dock?
Well, I just think it's we're a club that's active in our community, but we also have ties to the district, the Rotary District, which goes from central Pennsylvania all the way down to West Virginia. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that you can meet and branch out to. But also, the whole thing is our motto, service above self. So if you're looking to get active, if you're looking to meet other people, and you don't have to own a business to be a Rotary member. I mean, you have to be someone who's interested in other people and service to the community, service to the better world. Right now, we're starting a peace initiative, which we have worked with the district. Mm-hmm. We have a matching grant, and you have to take a class on how to be a peace mentor, and we have two groups already in the local schools that are working on that project.
Wow. Well, keep up the good work. Thank you all so much for what you're doing. Sherry Shabelsky is the owner of Bader's Fine Furniture and the Shamokin Rotary Club Membership Chairman. Charmaine Tetkoski is the club treasurer and an assistant area district governor for Rotary. And Matthew Atchison is here, club secretary. We see him over at Fulton Bank. What's your title at the bank?
Branch manager.
Branch manager. Good for you. You had to think about that.
See, I did.
See, promotions are wonderful as long as you remember that you've had them. So Facebook is the perfect place to go for all of the endeavors of the Shamokin Rotary Club. Do as I did. Like Shamokin Rotary on Facebook, and all the details are there about the turkey trot, then the Santa sleigh coming up, and opportunities to participate and enjoy, and perhaps enjoy the works of the Shamokin Rotary Club. Thank you all so much for coming in.